After careful consideration and realizing the path never really existed in the first place, I am suspending my presidential campaign. But don't worry, America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi and Christina Stoffo.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by soon. Our guest this hour is comedian Tom Cotter. You remember Tom from America's Got Talent. He's been on The Tonight Show, The Late Late Show. He's all over the place. He has a new book, Bad Dad. It's all about pitiful parenting. Oh my, it's a funny book, and he's a funny guy. Then it will be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Spectre. Then, my troubles just trying to get gas at a local gas station. Ugh. And then we'll finish the hour. Christina has all the entertainment news you'll ever need or want. We start things off this hour with the week that was in the presidential campaign. Boy, are we now reaching a point of clarification, especially on the Republican side. This was the week that this became the party of Trump, the GOTP. So Donald Trump wins in Indiana. He didn't just win. He won big in Indiana. So Ted Cruz decides, I've had enough. I'm going home. And he drops out before the night is through. And I think even the most fervent Cruz supporters were shocked that he decided just to quit right then and there. I feel that they thought he was going to try to stick it out all the way to California. But once Trump won so handily in Indiana, there was just no path. John Kasich dropped out as well. So what? John Kasich's only hope was he was hoping that Trump would not get his 1237, of course, and that on a second ballot, no one would even want Cruz when they got to Cleveland, and he thought he was going to be the knight in shining armor. Here I am, the one person nobody wanted to ask to the prom, but I'm standing here, dance with me. And he was hoping that they would choose to dance. He didn't even get to the prom. Goodbye, John Kasich. Back to Cruz. Did you see one of the more interesting moments of the week, at least from a video standpoint? After he dropped out of the race, he turned to hug his father and ended up punching his wife in the face twice and even a third time. It's all over YouTube. Check it out if you haven't seen it already. He turns around and punches his wife Heidi in the cheek, then gets her in the chin with his elbow. And when he realizes that he just cold cocked his wife, he starts to move his arm back and he gets her a third time. And then he embraces her along with his father. That scene epitomizes the Cruz campaign. Always off key and just a little bit uncomfortable. And some of the other things that existed outside and around the Cruz campaign, kind of in the periphery, were just as interesting. First of all, the whole thing with Carly Fiorina. She came out of nowhere. We didn't know where she went for the last, 4 months after she said bye-bye. And she came back and she's got to be thinking, boy, there goes a week. I'll never get back. We talked about it last week. She's singing to Cruz's daughters in her rollout press conference because she's going to be his VP. And then a week later, she's gone. And it was weird that they even named her or that he chose her to be his running mate the day after he lost 5 primaries. So what were they going to do this week? Start naming a cabinet? I don't know, but it's not going to happen because he is gone. Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck really doubled down, did he not, on his support of Ted Cruz, going into a fast on Tuesday, asking everyone else to join him in a day of prayer and fast for Ted Cruz and our country. Well, I guess as soon as Ted Cruz dropped out, the reports were true. Glenn Beck was seen sprinting across a street in Indianapolis with a wad of hundreds at his hand as he was running into a Burger King. So we have Trump. The entire GOP just has to grin and bear it. It's going to be quite a 6 months, is it not? Bernie wins Indiana this week. Doesn't matter because superdelegates and all the other machinations. Hillary still gets a whole bunch of delegates. So it's just a matter of time for her as well. We are 6 months to Election Day. Trump versus Clinton. If you don't want to hear about this for the next 6 months, roll yourself up in a ball, hide under your bed, and set your alarm for Thanksgiving. Stay with us. Tom Cotter, he's coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalegi.
America Weekend. America.
After a bad fall 8 years ago, my sleep was awful. I'd wake up in pain every single day and completely stiff. And then I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. My life has changed dramatically. MyPillow is amazing. It's fit to you, the type of sleeper that you are. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. The patented fill stays in place. You sleep like a baby. It is your turn now to enjoy this. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow. We'll give you one for your partner free. That's right, two pillows for the price of one. Don't waste another night. Call 800-867-0058. That's 800-867-0058. Use the promo code AW for your free pillow and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code AW. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call. Every MyPillow is made in America. It comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can even wash and dry MyPillow. Make the call today before the offer ends.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, should you wash your money? I mean, don't laugh. I'm talking soap and water. After all, you don't know where that money's been or who's touched it with their germy little hands. Here's the antiseptic science of it. Back in 1916, you could take your hard-earned cash to Washington, D.C., have it washed, ironed, and reissued. Not as dumb as it sounds. Why? Today's researchers have found more cocaine residue on U.S. bills than on any other currency, along with staphylococcus bacteria and bathroom matter on the money that's probably made its way to your wallet. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's hard to wash money, but with all the diseases in play today, after you handle your money, at least, trust me on this, at least wash your hands. Got a question? Send me an email to drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.